Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shotgun, fake the pitch, soft toss, it's handled. Knoll is in for the touchdown. The Texans have got their groove back.
And the Ravens decidedly do not. They are 1-4, staring 1-5, it looks like, directly in the face before their bye week. And we're joined by a Ravens guru, also Odyssey NFL insider, Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. It's a great podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, A, thank you for joining us. B, the Ravens still in Vegas, favored to win the AFC North. Do you see that happening?
Well, real quick, In the Huddle's dead. It's the Wannabet podcast. And I can tell you, on the show at Wannabet, we did a division winner parlay over the weekend. And I said, get in on Jags to win the division now. This is before Sunday's games are played. Get in on the Steelers to win the division now. Parlay that with the Rams to win the division and parlay that with the Eagles to win the division. Why? Because the Jags are going to beat the Chiefs on Monday, and that value is going to be gone. And the Ravens are going to get emasculated by the Texans. And those markets are going to switch drastically by Sunday night, you know, Monday morning, and for the Jags by Monday night, Tuesday morning. So, not surprised that the Baltimore Ravens got kicked in the ass again. They're everybody's homecoming team right now.
Man.
They either can't, won't, or don't want to respond to these coaches. I think the message is stale. The GM, he thinks he's got a ring as a GM somewhere. I mean, he carries himself like a guy who's won something. I don't know what that is. Every year, all his buddies in the media say his draft is an A+, and his offseason is an A+. They got nobody who can rush the passer. They let one of their second best offensive linemen leave in free agency, Patrick McCary. And that's fine. He starts for the Jags. He can play all five positions. You don't want to pay him $20 million a year. But then what's going to happen when Ronnie Stanley gets hurt? Because Ronnie Stanley always gets hurt. Oh, Joe Noteboom? Well, good luck with that. We'll see how that goes, Holmes. I don't think that's going to go real well for you. Probably not going to go real well for Lamar. And guess what? Derrick Henry, who last year looked awesome because they always played with a lead. They had a historically significant rushing and passing offense. Lamar Jackson had his best season ever. They didn't give him the MVP. He had maybe the best single season in the history of the league. And you had Pat Ricard play every game. And Derrick Henry was along for the ride, honestly. Now Derrick Henry's got to carry a load because the offensive line slipped and Ricard's hurt. And now Lamar's banged up. And Derrick Henry's one of the least efficient runners in the NFL. I mean, you look at him on first down. He's 20th in the league in first down touches. He's 113th in the league in rushing EPA on first down. Now, is he getting gang tackled behind the line? He is, but I mean, he's supposed to be Superman. You re-upped with a 31-year-old running back because you don't want to pay any pass rushers. You don't want to have a real backup left tackle, but you're real proud of yourself for winning a lot of regular season games with Derrick Henry. So keep throwing money at him.
Jason, you know, to keep their season alive, do you think that the Ravens should start Tyler Huntley this week or look into it?
I think Tyler Huntley's terrible.
Is he worse than Cooper Rush?
Yeah. Look, Cooper Rush with that situation over the weekend is going to be terrible. Tyler Huntley will be worse. Tyler Huntley will try to hold the ball even more than Cooper Rush did. If you look at the picks, I put one on Rush. One is on Andrews and one is on Bateman. So, like, he threw one bad interception. He took one bad sack. You can multiply that by a factor of three if you want to have Huntley out there for 40 snaps or 50 snaps or whatever. Now, I think Huntley will be involved in the mix because they've got to try to get a mesh point thing going, because that's the only chance they have of getting any run game going. So I don't think it's going to be exclusively Cooper Rush. But I also think they're totally broken, offense, defense, and special teams. And this is a big spot for Sean McVay. They peed away. The Rams are coming to town. Even when they came to town last time, and that was Mike McDonald, and that was the Ravens defense that was the only one in history to lead the league in sacks, takeaways, and points allowed. McVay came in here from the first snap to the last snap, did whatever he wanted against them offensively. And he lost that game to the Eagles that he should have won. And he lost that game to the 49ers that he should have won. I don't think he's taking his foot off the gas here. If he wants to hang 55 on these mooks, he can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Luckenfora joining us here on the Fan Hotline. He's the host of the Wanna Bet podcast. I was reading an old read that was collecting dust, and my apologies for that, Jason. Anybody coming back, you think, for the Ravens this week?
I mean, I don't think Lamar, you know, I'm sure they're going to try to prop Kyle Hamilton up for this one because, boy, they really need somebody on the back end who can at least, you know, understands basic coverage concepts and maybe can help prop up Malachi Starks a little bit while he takes his lumps. But like, you know, if Ronnie Stanley plays, again, he's barely practicing. He's had chronic ankle injuries that nearly ended his career 3 years ago. Is it four now? So like, is he getting through the game? No. Do they even have a backup tackle worth a damn? No. Do they even have a jumbo offensive lineman who's worth a damn who they can bring in and go super jumbo with six of those guys and a couple of tight ends? No. Ricard's not coming back for this game. That's a huge blow. Yeah, I think the injuries, honestly, are when you're getting unmasked like this, when you're getting out physical like this, when you're not showing up for the first snap of games week after week after week after, oh, this has to be the low point. Oh, no, that had to be the low point. That had to be the low point. I think it runs much deeper than injuries.
If they don't make the playoffs, is Harbaugh out?
I just don't know that this owner's up for a coaching search and all that. Like, you're going to let DaCosta pick his own coach? Like, how do you possibly think that's going to work? So he's going to have some puppet that, like, is going to be completely beholden to the most overhyped, overrated front office in football? Like, what's he done to merit that hire? Like, if it's a reboot, it should be everybody. Like, they're always firing coordinators, but they don't ever mess with the personnel department. Like, that's interesting to me. But like, I think this guy, like, he's writing it out and then he's going to sell the team. Like, he's on record. But he's a recluse. Nobody hears from him anymore. he doesn't show his face around here other than with, you know, the millionaires and billionaires up in his suite on game day. He lives on a yacht off the coast of Florida. Like, I just don't think he's got no fight in him either. Like, their lack of accountability, lack of culture, lack of fight starts with him. Dude, their team president is Sashi Brown. They hired the worst general manager in NFL history to replace a legend in Dick Cass, who kept the building running because the owner's always on his yacht and nobody knows where the hell he is. So, like, when you wonder why guys aren't showing up, why Kyle Van Noy will sit there and muse and have a pregnant pause for 15 seconds when they ask him about accountability and who's in charge. Like, bro, they've got a chasm here. And so when the owner's half checked out and the team president's a farce, like, he was running a WNBA team before they hired him to replace Dick Cass. And DaCosta knows he can't get fired in a million years because the owner loves me, you know. And Harbaugh's not even willing at the beginning of the year to concede that they're in Super Bowl or bust mode. He's telling people to read their Bibles and spinning yarns about how you don't know what it's like. Like, bro, all right, you just might be frauds.
Jason with the optimistic viewpoint from Baltimore. We appreciate it as always, Jason, and we will talk to you next week. We'd like to get into more NFL stuff, but the Ravens stuff around here, obviously very compelling.
Hey, wait till next week, buddy. Wait till McVay leaves.
All right, Jason. Thanks a lot, man. That is Jason Locken for Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Wanna Bet podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.